We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, the Little League World Series is going on. Our team, the Grosse Pointe Woods team, by the way, was cleared of all wrongdoing. Did you read about that?
Yes.
Anyway, they are playing Iowa today at 3 o'clock. I'm sure that game's on ESPN or ESPN2 or something. It's an elimination game, as we lost yesterday to those dreaded Hawaiians. So they will play today at 3 o'clock.
Wow, they're big players, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
Eating a lot of pineapple out there. So this article on ESPN.com talks about the big leaguers remembering their worst Little League moments, including Todd Frazier, who was a Little League hero.
That's almost the point of, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. We know that Todd Frazier played in the Little League World Series.
Yes.
Yeah, we know.
He says, I remember striking out the last inning to lose a championship game when I was 11 against my best friend, Scott Fisher. There's some others. John Lester, the Cubs. When I was 12, I got cut from my baseball team because I wanted to play soccer and basketball as well. I was crushed, and I didn't understand why I couldn't do all three. Jake Arrieta basically said, we lost our regional finals to Team Florida in a game that would have sent us to Williamsport, and we were eliminated. One thing I vividly remember, just how good the teams were in our pool, was incredible. That was the year Todd Frazier won.
Yeah.
So those are some of them.
Real quick, though, like hearing major leaguers give their worst Little League moments, you're kind of like, you guys all made the major league, so your worst Little League moment is probably better than my best Little League.
Yeah, I understand, but I think that's actually good. This shows that they, had some failure as a kid, too. Andrew McCutchen said, my toughest time was giving up a game-winning hit during the final game of the regular season.
Yeah, but I bet you Andrew McCutchen in that same game was 5-for-5 with 5 home runs.
But it just shows they're human, too.
36 RBIs.
They make mistakes, too. They probably cried when they were little kids when they made mistakes,
How about this? What's your greatest Little League moment? Yours, me and you.
Me, I pitched a no-hitter once.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I walked like 4 or 5 guys.
And nevertheless, you did throw a no-hitter.
But my worst moment in sports that I remember was we played in a street hockey championship in Massachusetts, national, and I was not like one of the best players on the team. I was like the fourth liner, but we had a game in overtime, and one of my three shifts, a guy passed the ball right in front of the net, and I had an open net, and I whiffed. I fanned.
You fanned?
I fanned.
You took a slap shot?
No, it was just like a quick wrist shot, and I just basically got like very little blade on it. I didn't completely whiff.
Did you lose?
Yeah, we ended up losing in a shootout.
Oh. It's funny. I had so few moments, bad or good. I was just so mediocre. The one that stands out to me, and it wasn't necessarily even my doing, it was me, our entire team, is that we once played a basketball game, and we were like fourth graders. It wasn't like we were first graders. We were fourth graders, and I did, the final score of the game was 4-2.
In basketball?
In basketball. I to just prop myself up a little bit.
You scored the two?
I scored half of my team's points.
Oh.
Yeah.
One free throw?
No, we won.
Oh, you won 4-2.
We won 4-2, so you could almost argue I made the game-winning basket. So wow. See what I did there? Talk about a humble brag.
Yes.
I just took worst moment and turned into a great moment.
You're the man.
4-2.
Jamie.
And that was back, where they had those, score boards, if you will, that had two green ribbons and two red ribbons that had the number, and you would just, somebody was flipping it over. And I just remember thinking, that person didn't have to do anything the entire game.
See, and that was back in the day. Really, you should have had 3 points. They didn't have threes back when you played.
No. Believe me, that was definitely 4 feet or in.
I was
probably
trying to like pump you up
it.
More.
I appreciate it. And you know who scored the other 2 points in that game? Little known actor named Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, see, it all comes full circle. Jerry on a cell phone, 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, gentlemen and Heather. How are you guys today?
Good. Jerry, how are you?
Not too bad. I was telling your screener, I remember it vividly. I ended up getting called in to pitch in sixth grade, and I was pitching against one of the guys that was in my class in regular school. And he had broken part of his forearm. I can't remember what, but he had a cast basically from his elbow all the way across his hand, around his thumb and everything. And he ended up hitting a home run off of me.
He was still playing?
Yeah, he could still hold the bat with the one hand, and then he could get his fingers around the handle of the other hand, even with the cast on. And he ended up hitting it against me, like hit a home run. And I was just like,
he's a ninja.
Did he swing with both arms or just with one arm?
Yeah, no, he swung with both. I mean,
his cast went up to his elbow?
Well, I mean, it didn't go around the elbow, though.
Oh, okay.
It went up to the, you know, to the whole forearm. But I thought of another one, too, while I was sitting there. And, you know, how you play catch and warm up before the game. And I was playing catch with a buddy of mine. And I can't remember who it was. They yelled my name. And my dumb butt, I actually looked over. And as I turned back to catch the ball, it hit me right in the eye socket. And I ended up having a shiner for about a week.
Wow.
But yeah, I had a pretty rough go.
Same year, same season there, Jerry?
No, not the same season.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, at least you spread it out. That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Jerry. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Mike, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. My worst moment was I was playing in Birmingham Little League, fifth or sixth grade. Our pitcher, was pitching a perfect game. I played first base, two out, last inning. Where does the ball go? Right to me.
Of course.
Through my legs. So I ruined this pitcher's perfect game. We still won the game, but.
But it was what you said. It was fifth and sixth grade, Mike.
Yeah.
You had a guy pitching a perfect game. Like, was he in fifth and sixth grade?
Yeah, Little League. Sure.
There's so many errors to be had. There's so many passed balls, walks. You name it.
Yeah, no, he was pitching. Pitching a perfect game, and to make matters worse, the coach, when the game was over, said, "You should have turned around and looked at the right fielder because the runner never ran. I mean, the right fielder could have thrown you out.
Yeah,
could have thrown the runner out." I'm like, "Hey, thanks, coach."
No, you should have looked at him and said, "Coach, it's your fault for putting me at first base in the first place."
There was always that kid, even thanks, Mike. Who was like 12. And who was like bigger than everybody else. And we had a kid, I'll never forget his name, is Dave Zimmerman. I have no idea what the hell ever happened. I don't think he even played in junior high school or high school. Yeah. But he was just a little league phenom. And I remember the first time I got called up to the majors from the minors, faced him, and he pitched a no-hitter against us. And I like swung like after the ump said ball. I was just so afraid of that. He was like, you know, when you have one of those kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Huge.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, wadding bricks. We have some ticket texts with some people's worst childhood sports experiences because we were talking about the Little League and some major leaguers were talking about theirs. My worst childhood youth sports experience. I urinated myself right in the middle of the soccer field. I remember wanting to stop and hold it in, but at the same time, it felt so good to just go. We all wore black, so luckily I don't think anyone else knew.
Oh, gosh.
My worst childhood sports memory when Stoney struck me out to lead to his eventual no-hitter. Sincerely, Ty Cobb.
Oh, no. It should be Dave Zimmerman. Ty Cobb. Poor Stoney.
That was good.
I mean, maybe Al Kaline. Come on. Not Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb.
That's just mean, right?
I know, yes.
Very mean.
Playing the state championship for 12-year-olds and All-Stars in 92. Winner heads the regionals. Next step, Williamsport. Was playing first base against Midland. Had a habit of pulling my foot too early when balls were thrown to me. Tied game, 3-3, bottom of the fifth. Ground ball to short. Guy throws the ball to me. I make sure I keep my foot on the bag. The kid trips on my foot, falls and breaks his collarbone. They call him safe when he was out. They end up scoring a run. I made the last out of the game. We lose. Worst inning and half of my life.
Oh, my God. That's tragic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of thing, clearly, as he describes in great detail in the text, that follows you around for the rest of your life.
I know.
You know?
I was the water boy for my high school football team. Right when the game started, everybody was running through the cheerleaders. I was the last one out, and I tripped and fell in front of literally the whole cheerleading squad, got up and left, and ran on. Giuseppe from New Baltimore.
Oh. I feel bad for you, Giuseppe. I'm not sure that counts, though, for the conversations. Tony, what's the ruling on that?
Yeah, because it's embarrassing.
But it's not really, you know, if you can't handle the running onto the field with the water
That's true.
The water boy, then, you know, I mean, most of these, like the kid who was trying to get his team to the Little League World Series.
Yes. Here's a good one that turned bad, or a bad one that turned good. Greg at work calling in, or texting, I should say. My Little League sports moment went from worst to first. I was playing right field and running hard for a line drive, completely tripped while running and hit the ground hard. When I got up, everyone was cheering. I somehow caught the ball in the middle of my fall. They thought I dove. I didn't tell anyone that I tripped.
Ooh. That's like mine. Kind of a humble brag.
Yeah.
I mean, he made a spectacular catch. So, you know, all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we go back to Giuseppe for a second? You think he got a date with any? Yeah. Do you think he got a date with any of those cheerleaders before he left school?
No,
I don't think so.
No.
Sorry, Giuseppe.
No, he didn't.
With all due respect to the poor kid, he was the water boy.
I know, but even still, you know.
Is there a famous, other than the movie, The Water Boy, is there ever a famous instance where the cheerleader dates? Because even the water boy eventually became the star linebacker for the football team, right? Did he date a cheerleader in that movie? I'm trying to remember who Adam Sandler was with.
Bobby Boucher,
yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Worst childhood sports memory. They did a thing on ESPN.com where they talked to the Major League players who were there yesterday for that Little League Classic, which I got to say was kind of cool.
I like the fact that they shook hands after the game.
Did you see how the Mets starting pitchers who weren't starting sat in the stands?
With the kids. Yeah.
For much of the game. DeGrom and Syndergaard and Wheeler and Steven Matz. That was really cool.
Yes.
And just playing in a really small park like that, the sound the bat made when it hit the ball, it was different than you see at a major league game. I enjoyed it. Dennis in Macomb, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Dennis.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Mine's the best worst. I had a situation where a lot of guys, you know, you get to play with your brother, and I was in the league 2 years. Usually ended up in the league 2 years, and it was my brother's first year in the league, and we had a pretty good team. And we made it to the championship game and ended up kind of laying an egg for most of the game. We were down by seven runs going into the sixth inning, bottom of the sixth. I think it was six innings at that time. And I was a tying run on third base. We had scored six runs or down one. And my younger brother was up at the plate. And when you're tight with your brother like I was, you want to do anything to try to get him out of that situation, especially when he's kind of a rookie to that league. And he ended up taking a 3-2 pitch swinging, and we lost by one. And I'm kicking myself to this day wondering why I didn't steal home if I could have, just to get him out of that situation. So it still gets me, still today. So don't get me wrong, it's a blast to be put in those types of situations, to come back and get your little brother coming up to the plate. And you want him to do well, and you wonder what you could do about it, and you just didn't. And so to me, that was my worst.
It's a beautiful sentiment, Dennis, but let me ask you this. Let's say you do try to steal home and you get tagged out. Then you're the total goat. What would have been worse?
You're right. Maybe I'd rather have hit him strike out.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay,
it's
good.
It's a different tone.
Yeah.
It's a different tone today, isn't it? But at least I went for it, maybe.
I was going to say.
Opportunity didn't present itself.
Right. I mean, the history will show that your brother failed, not you. Or had you tried to steal home and gotten tagged out, it would have been you. So it's better him than you.
And you learn from your mistakes and from your downfalls, don't we?
Yeah. See, well said. All right. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks a lot,
for the
guys.
Phone call.
Yeah.
A sweet guy. Worrying about his brother all these years later.
Hey, that's the kind of listeners we have. They care.
If my brother were at home plate and I was just standing at third base, I'm not even sure I'd be rooting for him to succeed. Even if he was on my team, I might still be rooting against him. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Jimmy in Waterford. What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, Jimmy?
Doing good.
Jimmy's good. Jimmy's doing good.
I just wanted to tell you my horrible sports. I didn't really play a ton of sports back in the day, but I played basketball, and I remember our team was absolutely horrible. We hadn't won a single game the entire season, and we go into this game, and we're finally winning. We're up by one with just, like, a couple seconds left, and they inbound the pass at half court to this guy that hadn't shot his entire life. He was one of those guys that was just big, and he was on the team because he was big. He turns right in my face and just launches a one-handed shot and scores it to beat us.
Oh.
So we didn't win a game the whole season. And I just see him in his just big blue jersey, just knowing, like, there's no way he's going to make this. Just one-handed shot, chucks it up, and beats us, and we lose.
Oh.
How often do you think about that?
every once in a while when I'm playing basketball, if I'm going up and get somebody, I'm just like, man, that one time. Because I never really played basketball after that, so I was never on, like, one of the winning teams. It would have been nice to just have one victory when I was a kid.
All right, Jimmy, thanks.
Horrible, though.
Appreciate the phone call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.